Welcome back to The Third Floor. I'm Bill Cromwell, your host, guide, and listening companion for 3 hours of a classical music mix of choral, vocal, and instrumental works. Last week, there was only one strictly choral work on the show. A bit strange. To rectify that programming oddity, 9 of this week's 16 pieces are choral. We'll hear from John Taverner, Orlando de Lassus, Herbert Howells, and C.P. Bach, and many other composers this week in a very packed program. I'll also have more music from Stravinsky. We enjoyed The Rite of Spring last week. This week, The Suite from the Firebird. Other featured works include another symphony by Schubert and a popular work by Maurice Ravel, his Bolero, conducted by recent guest on the Third Floor, Robert Trevino. He'll lead the Basque National Orchestra. We begin with the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis, a Mag and Nunc in music circles, by Charles Stanford, Irish composer. I'm Bill Cromwell, and we're together on The Third Floor.
Thank you.
David Hill leading the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and the choir of Winchester Cathedral in music of Charles Stanford, his Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis. Moving on now, in a very heavy choral program this week, music of Johann Ernst Eberlin, his Tenere Factus Sunt, Darkness Fell as Christ Was Crucified. He is an 18th century German composer, and we're going to hear the Rodolphus Choir conducted by Ralph Allwood.
Thank you.
Ralph Allwood leading the Rudolphus Choir in a lovely motet from Johann Ernst Eberlin, Tenere Factus Sunt, Darkness Fell as Christ Was Crucified. The choral works just keep coming on this week's program as I work to make up for last week's choral shortcomings. An Ave Maria now from Franz Liszt. Yes, you heard right. The piano virtuoso and composer. But this Ave Maria now performed by the chamber choir Ave Sol Riga, conducted by Imants Kokars. never in a million years would I have thought that that came from Franz Liszt if I heard it blindfolded or with earmuffs on. I wouldn't have been able to guess. Who would have imagined that Liszt wrote such beautiful choral music? An Ave Maria here on the third floor with the chamber choir Ave Sol Riga, conducted by Imants Kokars. So far today, we've heard choral music from the usual centuries, 18th, 19th, and 20th. Let's go back now to songs from the 13th century and a recording by Anonymous Four called Love's Illusion. This comes from a compilation of compositions organized and gathered in France in the 14th century and compiled and called the Montpellier Codex. And they all mostly have to do with love and so forth. Again, from the 13th century. The Anonymous Four, right now on the third floor.
Ooh.
Music from the 13th century on the third floor. We heard a performance from Anonymous Four. And all of that music on that disc comes from the Montpellier Codex. A pause from the choral heavy beginning of this week's third floor and on to vocal music. Two scenes from Goethe's Faust as composed by Robert Schumann. Some of the text comes in this manner from First Faust, the first song. A marsh along the mountain chain infecteth what's already won, also the noisome pool to drain. My last best triumph then were won. And another character singing about Faust as he's being taken up. Here the view is free, the spirit lifted. There women march, soaring upward. The glorious one therein with a crown of stars, the heavenly queen, I see it in her splendor. We're going to hear Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, baritone, with the English Chamber Orchestra conducted by Benjamin Britten. Music of Robert Schumann on the third floor, and scenes from Goethe's Faust. We heard one of the great vocalists of the 20th century, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, who's the baritone there, along with the English Chamber Orchestra conducted by Benjamin Britten. We'll be hearing from another very famous vocalist artist from the 20th century coming up later on in the program. I hope you can stay with me for that. As I mentioned during the opening, last week we heard Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, and I vowed to play more Stravinsky. So here's another of his most well-known masterpieces, music from The Firebird, another ballet composed in 1910. And after the ballet's success, Stravinsky arranged several suites of his composition. We'll hear his 1919 version with the New York Philharmonic, under the baton of Leonard Bernstein.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from Stravinsky on the Third Floor, and the featured work of the hour, The Suite from the Firebird. Leonard Bernstein led the New York Philharmonic. I'm Bill Cromwell. We're together on the Third Floor for great classical music, and still 2 hours to go in a program dominated by choral music this week. We still have music from John Tavener coming up, Orlando de Lassus, John Corigliano, lots more, so I do hope you can stay with me.